Here's a development that's rich in symbolism. The oil giant Halliburton announced yesterday that it's moving its headquarters out of the United States. It will set up a headquarters in Dubai. Vice President Dick Cheney led that company from 1995 to 2000. Various parts of the conglomerate that's now known as Halliburton were closely associated with other top American officials over the years, including President Lyndon Johnson. To get an idea why the Houston-based company is now moving to Dubai, we turn to Jim Crane, who's covering the story for the Associated Press. He's in Dubai. Welcome to the program.
Hi.
Why Dubai?
Well, first of all, I mean, this is where the oil is and the gas. I mean, not particularly in Dubai, but in the region. Two-thirds of the world's proven oil reserves are here. There's not much more oil left in North America, so a lot of these companies have to come over here to get a little closer to it. Halliburton says it wants to be closer to some of the giant national oil companies in this region, in the Middle East, Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates, Kuwait, and elsewhere. And, their competitors are here. The Chinese are here pouring money in. Everybody wants to get a bigger piece of the oil puzzle here.
And now the CEO of Halliburton is going to be there. Would you describe Dubai for someone who's never been there?
Sure, we describe it as Las Vegas on steroids. It is probably the fastest growing city in the world. It's got 20% of the world's construction cranes right now. The place is it's studded with hundreds of skyscrapers under construction. There are islands being reclaimed off the coast.
They're actually building islands off the coast, aren't they, to be resorts?
That's right. Yeah, there's four island resort, and they're actually, some of them, they're just neighborhoods of the city now. They're putting out at sea.
Hmm.
So it's a crazy place. It's got a Western lifestyle. It's got huge shopping malls, lots of golf. There's indoor skiing here. There's a great beach. Lots of Westerners are moving here to buy homes. So it's a very comfortable place if you're a big executive in the States. You'd feel right at home here.
Well, now, is Halliburton going to be any more comfortable in terms of the laws that it has to follow or the taxes that it has to pay?
Well, it won't have to pay taxes here. There are as far as I know, no corporate taxes and no taxes on employees either in Dubai. As long as you're in one of their investment zones, you can repatriate as much profit home as you want, and you can bring in as many employees as you want.
Now, obviously, Halliburton is going to keep a major presence in the United States, but it seems inevitable that people will ask questions about this. You have a company that works frequently for the U.S. military, that has been connected to very many top American officials over the years. What are the implications of suddenly having that company based overseas?
You know, that's a good question. I'm sure the authorities here are tickled to have Halliburton here. I mean, it's such a huge company. U.S. officials like Dick Cheney and the former President Bush, the father, have been coming to this region for a long time. Actually, they've got a lot of connections here, not so much in Dubai, but more in Kuwait and Saudi Arabia. So executives from a company like Halliburton are actually pretty comfortable in this part of the world. So I don't think it's going to be a big culture clash.
Oh, you're saying this simply acknowledges something that's already a fact?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, they're already, Halliburton's already here in a smaller way, and the U.S. military is already here. The Navy has its largest overseas port here. So it probably just makes it easier for Halliburton, really, to do the business that it's already involved in.
Associated Press reporter Jim Crane is in Dubai. Thanks very much.
Sure, thanks.